While investing in stock market, real estate, or any other asset classes, you get capital gains. That means you make money from your investment in either it is in the real estate or in stock market. And that is why you also have to pay some taxes on whatever you have gained, which is called capital gain tax. Hey everyone, this is Anuj Vohra, and in today's podcast, I will explain the fundamental things about capital gains so that before investing, you can easily predict the future capital gain tax that you will have to pay. So without any further ado, let's get started. Before going ahead, let me first explain to you that what is the actual meaning of capital gains. Let's say you have invested 100,000 Indian rupee in mutual fund, and after 5 to 6 years of investment, you now have 250,000 Indian rupees, and so your capital gain would be 150,000 rupees because you had invested 100,000 rupees. And while redemption, you are getting 250,000 rupees. So if we simply subtract the total value of investment right now and the initial invested amount, what you will get is your capital gain. So here, as you have invested 100,000 and after 6 years of investment period, you now have 250,000 rupees. That means your capital gains are 150,000 rupees. Similar thing you can understand with real estate investment too. If you buy a real estate property worth 1 crore rupees and sell that particular property after 7 to 8 years of period for 2 crore rupees, your capital gain would be 1 crore because you have purchased that property, you had purchased that property for 1 crore rupees and you sold that particular property for 2 crore, so your capital gain would be 1 crore rupees. So if I say in the simplest language that when you buy an asset and make money from that particular asset, it is called capital gain. Now, there are basically two types of capital gain taxes. Firstly, let us discuss capital gain tax. So, whatever amount you get from mutual funds, stock market, or from real estate, you have to pay capital gain tax based on the country where you live or based on the tax bracket. Starting with the short-term capital gain, if we talk about India, if you buy and sell assets within 24 months of investing and make money out of it, it will be your short-term capital gain. And similarly, if we talk about the United States, if we do the same thing, if you buy and sell assets within 12 months of period, it will be your short-term capital gain tax. You will be under short-term capital gain tax. Now here, as the country changes, the rule also changes. So there is no universal thumb rule regarding capital gain tax. And as the government changes, as the situation of economy changes, there can be changes in the percentage of capital gain tax too. So before investing in any type of assets, you need to make sure that how much capital gain tax you will pay when you sell that particular asset. In India, the short-term capital gain tax that you have to pay for trading in the stock market is nearly 15%. That simply means whatever you gain from the stock market by trading in the stock market, you have to pay at least 15% to the government. Similarly, if we talk about the United States of America, the short-term capital gain tax has a range from 10% to 37%, and the range depends on your income. The higher the income you have, the more short-term capital gain tax you pay to the US government. So now we understood about short-term capital gain tax. Now it is time to discuss about the long-term capital gain tax. As a regular listener, if you are a regular listener of the Anuj Vora show, you must know that here in this podcast, I always prefer to invest for the longer period of time. I never recommend trading in the stock market or the short-term approach of investing. My focus always remains on building long-term wealth, and this is what I advise to my clients and my listeners as well. So that is why it is extremely important to discuss long-term capital gain taxes, because when you will withdraw your money after 5, 6 and 7 years of investment period, you will have to pay long-term capital gain tax. Whether if you live in the United States or in India, you will have to pay long-term capital gain tax. That is why it is extremely important to understand. So if we talk about India, if you stay invested in any asset class, whether it is stock market investing or mutual fund investing, for more than 24 months, it will be your long-term capital gain taxes. Whatever amount you gain from mutual funds and stocks, you will be taxed based on long-term capital gain. In India, when I'm recording this podcast on 29th of April 2021, you have to pay 10% capital gain taxes. But here is an interesting part. You do not need to pay 10% capital gain taxes on all the capital gains that you gain from the stock market or mutual fund. Let's say if you have invested 100,000 rupees and you have got a profit of 150,000 rupees, that means your final amount will be 250,000 rupees, then as your total gain is 150,000 rupees, you will not have to pay any capital gain tax until 100,000 Indian rupee. That means you will not be taxed if your capital gain amount is more than 100,000 rupees. Here, from this example, let me repeat what will happen. You invested 100,000 rupees in any mutual fund. After 5 to 6 years of investment period, you now have the value of your 100,000 rupees is now at 250,000 rupees. That means the total gain you have gotten from your investment is 150,000 rupees. But as we discussed just now, that you will not be taxed under 100,000 rupees of capital gain tax, that means you will have to pay capital gain tax, which is 10%, for only 50,000 Indian rupees. And here, from the example, the 10% tax on 50,000 rupees would be 5,000 rupees. So you will have to pay capital gain tax of 5,000 rupees. If you simply calculate without understanding the rule, you may think that you will have to pay the tax of 15,000 rupees, but that's not true. You only need to pay capital gain tax, a long-term capital gain tax, only 5,000 rupees. So that's a good thing about Indian government. If we talk about the United States, you will be taxed as a long-term capital gain if you sell any asset after 1 year, that means 12 months of investment. Now let me repeat, in India this range is 24 months. That means if you sell before 24 months, it will be called short-term capital gain taxes. You will have to pay short-term capital gain tax. And if you talk about the United States, if you do the same thing, it is only for 12 months. Coming back to the long-term capital gain taxes, in the United States, there is a range of long-term capital gain taxes based on the income you have. The range of long-term capital gain taxes in the United States is from 0% to 20%. The rule is simple: the higher the income you have, the more taxes you pay. This is all you need to understand about capital gains. What are capital gains? What are capital gain taxes? And all these things. Most people have no idea about capital gain taxes and they believe that they do not have to pay anything to the government. But that's not true. You are getting a lot more benefit by investing in equity markets or any other asset classes. So the government will take a small portion from you as well. But here is what I would suggest. My approach towards investment will always remain for the longer period of time. The more time you give to your investment, the more wealth you create. That means if you just invest for 5 and 6 years of investment period, it is still a short term for me. If you are planning to invest for the longer period of time, you will not have to take care of such capital gain taxes because you are not planning to sell or withdraw your money from the investment you have made. Let's say your investment period is 15 and 20 years, then you don't need to take care of all such things. You will have to stay invested, continuously invest your money, and in the long run, you will create fortune by just giving more time to your investment. I came to know this from the legendary investor Warren Buffett. He believes that if he will sell his stock or any portfolio, he will have to pay taxes to the government. So he would never consider selling the stocks or any other investment until he actually needs money. So when you need money, when you are in emergency or you need money for any other kind of purposes, then and then you should consider withdrawing or selling your investment portfolio. Until then, stay invested, have patience, and here you go, you are ready to create your wealth. So yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening. If you find this episode valuable and you would like to help support the podcast, feel free to share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating or review. To catch all the latest updates from me, you can follow me on Instagram at anujv21, that is anujv21. Thanks again, and I will see you next time.